Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Welcome to this week's edition of the show. Today I'm going to be talking to you about pool water testing, and I'll go over the different kind of ways to get the test factors using a test kit, using test strips, or using a digital or photometer tester. This podcast has been brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have your parts delivered right to your door. And the podcast is also brought to you by the Riptide Pool Vacuum System. The Riptide is a powerful vacuum system that will allow you to get large leaf debris off the bottom of the pool rapidly. To learn more about the Riptide, you can visit their website, www.riptidevac.com. And if you're in the pool industry and you're looking for the best app available to automate your billing, organize your pool route, notify your customers, and track your repairs, go to useaquasuite.com. AquaSuite has been built by the pool industry professionals for the pool industry professionals to give us the tools we need to get the most out of our business. Upgrade your pool company now with AquaSuite, and be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Pool Guy Podcast Show for an exclusive discount when you sign up. So I wouldn't say there's a lot of debate in the industry of what the best testing method is. I think more or less you're looking at how accurate the test is going to be, how long it's going to take to do the test for your particular needs, and what you're using the test for. So those are all the factors you need to think about when you're purchasing a particular kit or method of testing your water. So I'm going to start with some of the basic ones that most pool service guys use, and that's a regular drop test. Typically, you can get a basic five-way kit, and it has the reagents in them. And you just drop them in the vial with the water sample and then change color. The most basic one is the Poolmaster 5-Way Test Kit. They use, for solution one, for free chlorine, they use what's called an OTO, and it'll read the chlorine level up to 5 parts per million. It's a convenient test kit because it does pH, alkalinity, and it does the chlorine, which are the three basic ones that you're going to need on a regular basis. So the official name of the kit is the Poolmaster 2227 5-Way Test Kit. And the reason why it's 5-Way is because it also does the bromine in the pool. It uses the same OTO solution for the bromine and also for the chlorine. And most of the kits are going to be the same way. The chlorine and bromine will have the same reagent that you're going to use to test both of those. So some of the things that are good about this kit: it's fast, it's compact. The drawbacks are that it only tests to 5 parts per million in chlorine, so there's no way to know beyond 5 parts per million. So if you do commercial accounts, this may handicap you in the fact that for the inspection from the health department, you need to record the exact parts per million. And another problem is that the OTO solution is pretty much banned across the world except for the United States because it's a carcinogen. So if you get any of that on your hands on a regular basis, it could lead to industrial cancer. So I try to stay away from the 5-way test kit for that reason. And there's a lot better test kits out there in the market. But definitely if you're a homeowner and you're looking for a basic kit, this would be a way to go. And I think it's $15 or something like that. So it's really affordable also. And then the refill reagents are really inexpensive. The next step up would be the Taylor test kits. Taylor's been making test kits for over 80 years. The two test kits that I use on my route from Taylor are the K2005 and the K2006 Fast DPT. And it's the preference basically of which kit you prefer. The main difference of the kit is basically how you test the chlorine. In the K2005, it uses a dye that will get you the chlorine reading up to 10 parts per million. And the K2006 Fast DPT uses DPT to test the chlorine level, I believe, up to 30 parts per million. So the DPT is the powder that you put in there, and then you'll get the reading of the chlorine, whereas the K2005 uses a reagent for the chlorine. And they do a lot of other test factors in the kit. It's for total chlorine, combined chlorine, pH, alkalinity, calcium hardness, and cyanuric acid. And both will do those tests for you. I like the Taylor test kits because the reagent refills are also inexpensive. The test kit's extremely accurate, and it's convenient to use this kit. I like the vial that you do the testing in, and it's just a superior kit. It comes with a booklet, so you can actually calculate the acid demand or base demand if needed. You can also do that online with some online apps like the poolcalculator.com. But I definitely would recommend the Taylor test kit over the five-way test kit, just about for any situation, even for a homeowner that's wanting to do their own test. Invest the extra $40 to get the Taylor brand kit, and it does more test factors also than the basic five-way kit. So the main drawback with the reagent test kits is that you have to have really good color recognition, and as you get older, or maybe you don't have very good color recognition to begin with, you have to really determine the level based on how the color changes, how the reagent changes the color in the water. So to get a very accurate reading, you have to be able to see the color and match it up clearly. And a lot of people have problems matching the color up. I think the pH reading is the one that gives people the most trouble because it goes from a bright magenta pink color all the way down to a light orange color. And so some people have trouble distinguishing those colors. So since you're basically just matching the color of the sample to the reading, it's not going to be 100% accurate. So the pool may have a pH of 7.6, and you may see it as 7.4, 7.2, or 7.8. So that's not an exact reading. It gives you better than a ballpark, but again, it's not a spot-on exact reading. And I'll touch on some of the test kits later that will give you an exact reading very accurately a little bit later on. Next up are test strips, and test strips have been used for years. They've gotten a lot better over the years, a lot more accurate, and there's three manufacturers that make them. There's AquaCheck, there's Lamotte, and then there's Taylor. And Taylor just came out with a whole bunch of new test strips, and I was using them on my route and testing them, and they're really an excellent choice for test strips. You can also get test strips to test borates, to test copper, to test nitrates, and all these test strips are a good way. You can also get them for salt, to get the salt level in your pool. So these test strips are a good way to get a ballpark reading of the pool chemistry at that moment. And I think they're good for a lot of cases, and you don't want to use them, I guess, as a standalone tester if you're doing this for a living. And you need to have more accurate readings. The test strips aren't going to give you a much more accurate reading than the reagent tests will give you. So I like the test strips because you get up to 7 test factors really quickly, and it'll give you an idea of where the pool chemistry is at that moment. And again, just like the reagent test, you have to actually match the colors up on the back of the bottle with the test strip that they're dipping it. And this could be problematic for some people. The other problem that you would have with test strips is that the color samples don't tend to match up exactly 100%. So I'm going to go ahead and use the pH example again. So let's say you dip the strip in the water, and then you're matching up to the back of the bottle where the pH is at, and you see the color, and you can't quite get it exactly. You see 7.0, 7.2, 7.4. It looks like all three of them. And again, that's the problem with the test strips, because there's no way to get an exact color match every time. You'll find that a lot of times the color match is good and you can get really close to it. And like, for instance, alkalinity would be a green color in most test strips, and you can really tell a dark green from a light green fairly easily. And then also with the chlorine, you can usually tell the color change because it's going to be a purple color and it'll be a lighter dark purple. So that, you know, the test strips, just keep in mind that you're not going to get an exact reading with the test strip. It is quick and it is effective, and it does give you a quick snapshot of the pool. So I definitely would recommend using them. I wouldn't discount them just because of the fact you can't get an exact reading. They do serve a purpose. They're great in the wintertime when an exact reading is not quite necessary. And they're great just to see, to compare up against the reagent test or another test type that you can use, to make sure that you're getting accurate readings. So Again, there's different test strips for different reasons, and you can get all different kinds of test kits. Just look online and check out the new ones by Taylor. They really have a great lineup of test strips for your pool and spa. And another good thing about test strips is that they're pretty affordable. You can get a bottle of the, you know, 4 or 5 way test strips for about $10, and usually there's 50 to 100 test strips in each bottle, which will get you through the season no problem if you're a homeowner. And if you have a pool route, it is a pretty inexpensive way to test the water using the test strips. Let's move into the photometer and the digital testers, which I really like. The photometers, there's several different brands that make them. Lamote makes a ColorQ Pro 7. And they also make the Premier tester, which is the SpinTouch. And there's a new one on the market that I've been using called the PoolLab 1.0. So a photometer basically uses a microchip, and they'll read the spectrum of colors for you, and they'll give you a digital readout of the actual reading. And so these are usually pretty spot on. So if you're doing a pH test and you put it through the tester and you hit start, and the photometer will read the color spectrum of the water sample with the reagent in there. It'll print out a digital reading, and it'll say the pH is 7.7 or 7.3. And so it'll give you the pH reading pretty much spot on every time, with a very small margin of error. So that's the great thing about the photometer, that you have to actually read the color. The tester will actually read the color for you and give you a digital printout. And I find them to be highly accurate. I took the PoolLab 1.0, I took a water sample, and I did 10 alkalinity tests in a row to verify how accurate it was. The only user error would be they used a tablet for the reagent, so you have to make sure you crush the tablet all the way. So I did a couple tests where I didn't crush the tablet all the way, and I did the alkalinity reading on that, and I can see how far off the test factor was in that case. And then I did 10 tests in a row where I crushed the tablet completely, and I got the alkalinity reading back. It was 110, 112, 114, 114, 112, 114. All the way across the board, it was reading the same alkalinity reading. And that's the benefit of the photometer. It's very accurate as long as you have the correct measurement in the tube. And you have, with the PoolLab, it uses a pre-measured tablet, which is really nice. And if it's crushed all the way, you're going to get an accurate reading. Because basically, it's just reading the light spectrum, and it's reading the color of the water with the reagent in there. So that eliminates user error. Eliminates trying to figure out what the actual reading is by holding it up to your eye level and kind of deciphering the color match on the side of the tester. So that's why I like the photometers. The ColorQ Pro 7 is also a great photometer. I've been using that one for a long time on my pool route. It uses reagents, so there is slight user error possibilities if you don't get a precise drop. It takes 5 drops of every reagent. So if the drops aren't precise, you could get a different reading or have some error. But for the most part, the photometer will give you an exact reading of the chlorine, pH, alkalinity, cyanuric acid. And they're a great way to get the readings in your pool in a highly accurate fashion. And the premier photometer tester is the Lamote SpinTouch Mobile. It does 10 test factors in 60 seconds. So this will do your free chlorine, total chlorine, combined chlorine, pH, alkalinity, hardness, cyanuric acid level, copper, iron, phosphate, and salt, if you have a salt water pool, all in 60 seconds with one disc. Of course, the price point of this particular tester is $1,000, and the discs are a little expensive. They're about $250 each. However, you get all those test factors in 1 minute. And this is a great thing to have if you do commercial accounts. You can factor in the cost of the tester into your commercial account client. And you can also land certain accounts with this tester. For instance, if you're doing startups for a builder, or if you're starting a pool route and you show up to do a bid, you come in there with this case with the SpinTouch in there. You open it up, take a water sample, and then you put the disc in and do the test for the customer, and you get all of the test factor results in 60 seconds. The customer is pretty impressed. And you can definitely land accounts using this device. And the commercial applications, like I mentioned, are great. And you can also save the results and send them to their app. And that way you have the results as a record. And it's a great way to keep records if you do commercial accounts. It's just an all-around great tester. It's just not very cost-effective for the general user, but it does all those test factors in 60 seconds, so it's definitely the Ferrari of the photometers. I didn't mention this about the PoolLab 1.0, but one of the features of that one also is that it has Bluetooth capability, and it uses an app called Lab Connect, and you can send the results over to the app, and you can store them, or you can send them to your customers. And so that one also has the Bluetooth ability. And I should mention the test factors of both the ColorQ Pro 7 and the PoolLab 1.0. And so the ColorQ Pro 7 does the free chlorine, total chlorine, bromine, pH, alkalinity, calcium hardness, and cyanuric acid. So I'll do those seven tests. And the official name of that test kit is the Lamote 2056 ColorQ Pro 7 Digital Pool Water Tester. It retails for about $150, so it's not going to break your budget. And it comes in a case, and it's a really well-made photometer test kit. And the PoolLab 1.0, the basic kit, comes with a case. It comes with the PoolLab 1.0 photometer, and it comes with testing for free chlorine, combined or total chlorine, pH, alkalinity, and cyanuric acid. You can also order more tablets that will test bromine, active oxygen, chlorine dioxide, ozone, hydrogen peroxide, and total calcium, total hardness and calcium hardness. So let me go over some of the drawbacks with the photometers. I guess the first drawback is the price point. It's about three times more expensive than your standard premium test kit, reagent test kit. So, for instance, the PoolLab is $169 on Amazon.com, and the ColorQ is about $150. So you can see the price point is higher, and the testing time is a little bit longer with the photometer than with the reagent or test strip, of course. So consider the time factor when using a photometer at a service account. It's going to add to your time at the stop. But if you're a homeowner and you're using a photometer test, it doesn't really matter how long it takes. You're going to get a very accurate reading, and you're going to get we don't have to worry about the color matching the colors on a test strip or matching the reagent colors to get a reading. So I definitely recommend the photometer test kit for the homeowner. It's a great way to get an accurate reading without any hassle. And again, the premium photometer test kit would be the Spin Touch. It gives you all those readings in 60 seconds. And the drawback with that one, of course, is the $1,000 price tag and the cost of the discs themselves, which is about $250 per disc. And then you have digital water testers for other test factors, total dissolved solids, you have salt, and you have pH meters also. And I use these on my route. I like the digital salt test versus a test strip or any kind of salt drop test. I think the digital meter is the best way to get your salt reading. And I like the Hach brand, H-A-C-H brand of the salinity tester. Is the 953-1600, and Hach is the parent company, or Hach is the parent company of AquaCheck, the ones that make the test strips. And for me, I like this salt tester because it's very accurate. You don't have to calibrate it often, and it's held up for, mine's held up for almost 3 years now. So it's a great way to get the salinity reading accurately. I recommend getting a separate digital tester for the salinity, even if your salt water system generator gives you the salinity level, because it's a good way to verify if that's accurate or not. The salt water generator system may give you a false salinity level if the salt cell is dirty or if there's a problem with the system. So definitely get a handheld digital tester. Lamote makes some good testers also. They make the Tracer pocket tester, which is a salt, TDS, and temperature. That's also a good one. It's good to have a TDS meter to get the total dissolved solids out on your route, especially if you're having pools that, if you have a pool that's a problem pool and you notice that you're just taking tons of chlorine to keep the chlorine level up, or if you're getting algae blooms and having other kind of problems with the water, you could have high TDS in the water, and a digital meter is the only way really to get that tested. A lot of guys will use a pH meter to get the pH on their route, but I prefer using a photometer for pH. You can definitely use a digital meter for pH. I just find that you're going to be calibrating it often. In some cases, if you're using it every day, you know, 15, 20 times a day, it's probably not going to be as accurate over time. Whereas, again, they're great for the salt level, for TDS, and I highly recommend using a digital tester for those. They're not super expensive. The Lamotte Salt TDS Temperature Tracer is 160, and the Hawk Standalone Salinity Tester is about $92-$93. So, again, they're affordable, and they're a great way to test for those parameters that you can't normally get with a drop test reagent or a test strip. And again, I go back to the Spin Touch. It does salinity also. So, you know, you can just get the Spin Touch and use it for all those factors. If you have that, you don't need the salt meter. You'll have the Spin Touch to get that for you. So definitely look at getting a digital tester for that. There's other brands that do the salinity. The guys in my group use different manufacturers. But I've had my tester for 3 years now, so I haven't had any problems with it, so I'm still using it. And so it's a very durable salinity tester for your home or for your pool route. So I'll go back to the original premise when I started. I'm not going to tell you which way is best for you for your pool route. If you have commercial accounts, I highly recommend getting a photometer to get the most accurate readings for the health department, for the management company. If you're just doing residential pools, you can get away with the five-way OTO tester. I definitely would recommend you using the Taylor K2005 or K2006. And you can use test strips on your pool route or as a homeowner without any issues. Just be aware that you're going to get ballpark readings with color matches. You're not going to be able to get a spot on reading, so they're probably not the best way to get your testing on a regular basis. But a lot of guys use them weekly with no problems, and they swear by them, so I'm not going to discount that. And I like the test strips because you can also do other tests like borates and the copper test and iron with the test strip, which you can't do with the reagent tester. Definitely would recommend the photometers. I think that's the most accurate way to do your testing, although it's more time consuming. It's definitely a great way to get a spot on accurate reading. And then digital testers for things like salt or total dissolved solids. And so everything I mentioned in this podcast, I've used personally myself. I use all the test kits I mentioned, all the test strips that I mentioned, all the digital testers and photometers have all been used by me. And so I can verify the results of each one. If you have any questions regarding any of the photometers or digital testers or test kits, you can definitely email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. And I'll be happy to email you back on what I suggest you get for your particular pool needs. And if you're a homeowner listening to this podcast, I have a lot of great resources on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook and a print book available. I also have a lot of helpful web pages. And you can find a lot of helpful videos and reviews of these test kits, test strips, photometers, and digital testers on my YouTube channel. If you're a pool service professional, I have a coaching program. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. You can join this group and get discounts on your liability insurance, as well as other products with discounts. And you also get invited to a group chat thread with over 100 pool guys and gals in there. You can post questions in there. And by being part of the program, you can actually text or call me in real time. So for as little as 33 cents a day, you can text me in real time to get an answer. I know I have a lot of resources here online, but sometimes it's helpful if you have a question about something, just send me a quick text and I can direct you to the right video or answer the question for you in the text message. So there are a lot of great benefits from my coaching program. And again, you can learn more about my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. I hope you found this podcast helpful. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.